This is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
In the world, they need cheerleaders, and in the world, they need, because they know how important it is to get fired up. And if you ask any of the players, home field advantage is big, and they'll in the media talk to their crowds and say, come loud, be the loudest you've ever been, we need you. But the Bible says, Paul to Timothy, stir yourself up. I don't know what you're waiting on. Now, if you want an experience and you want more of God, then stir yourself up. I don't feel like, then you're letting flesh win. Well, that's just not the way I know. Stir yourself up. Lift up both hands and think about what he's done for you. Are you going to spend eternity in flames and torture? No. You don't have to die. You can live forever. Stir yourself up. Some of you are focusing on the wrong thing. Think about the good things. Paul said, think on these things. Oh, I think on these things, Lord, that you are good. And you are honorable, and you are a covenant God. Whatever's mine is yours, and yours is mine. I am in workmanship, fellowship. I'm partaking with you. You are letting me do this. You didn't have to, but you are. I'm thankful for that. Now, that's stirring yourself up. Now, I'm just going to tell you now, this is the coach in me. The ones that come to church on Sunday that are not particularly like that, and it's hard to stir them up, is because they're not stirring up in the week. You need to stir up when nobody's looking, when nobody's next to you. Go find a place, a barn, a backyard, an office, a bedroom, a shower, whatever, and get your hands up and just start thinking. Tell him how great he is. I was not like this. The people barbing them, they know me. Pastor Lee knows. When I was growing up, I was not like this. I'm like, Daddy, we're Native American. I got all these list of reasons why I don't need to be like Mom. But you know what it was? It wasn't God giving it to Mom more than me. It didn't have anything to do with personality. Mom was stirring herself up every day in the Word and thankful. She was thankful and grateful. And that's what I want us to be, a thankful and grateful church. Amen? So one more time, let's just let him have a shout to the Lord. Glory to God. We thank you and praise you, Father. We don't care who's looking. We don't care. Lord, we care about you. That's what we care about. We love you and praise you and glorify you. You're the King of Kings. You're El Shaddai. You're more than enough. You're Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Is he your provider? Aren't you glad? He's Jehovah Sitkanu. He sits in my canoe and makes me look real good. He's Jehovah Rapha. He heals my kapha. He's Jehovah Shammah. He's better than your mama. That's how I stir myself up. I'll start saying that and I'll start laughing. And then the peace of God just fills me. So turn the lights on. That's good. Praise God. You may be high five somebody on your way back to your seat. Give me one right here. Thank you, choir. Praise team. Ooh, I'm excited. Are you glad to be here? Oh, did you come on a good Sunday? Every Sunday's good. Man, I've been waiting. Oops. Who cares? It's just buy another one. Now, God's our provider. All right. Last time I was here, I've got a revelation that's really just enlightened, and I started preaching on it, started studying about it, had an experience with a little bad attitude, and then Mom gets into the picture, and woo, I just want to bask here for a little bit, and not because I don't want it to be over. This is such, God, what, this is so enlightening. So last time, it was Vision Sunday that I was here. We talked about bad attitudes and how you can't have bad attitudes. You need to lighten up, right? And your daily attitude alone can either help people or hurt people. Do you realize that? Bad attitudes alone can either bring, lead people to the Lord or drive people away from the Lord. It's the truth. Just your daily attitude. And I had an experience. Now, I hate that I had this experience because of what happened, but now that we had it, I'm glad because good came out of it. But I'm a lifelong Chicago Bear fan, and I'll try to review this. This first part I'm reviewing to everybody who was here last time I was here, and they were in the playoffs first time since 10 years, and it was 10 years before that. So Caleb and I are in our jerseys, and we're real excited, game day. It's at home. We have the advantage. It's going back and forth with the Eagles, and at the very end, we have a 30-some-yard field goal to win it, to go to the next, and we've been waiting years. And he kicks it, and it goes through, and we're hugging, we're jumping, we're crying, tears of joy, we're running through the house. And all of a sudden, there's this referee waving his hand saying, no, there was a timeout right before the kick, so we have to re-kick it. So we were at the mountaintop. We had already went to the next week. But now we have to go back and replay it. He kicks it again, hits the goalpost, dink, hits the bottom of the goalpost, dink, and we lose. So we were at the mountaintop, now we're in the pit. Are you with me? We're in the pit of misery. We're in the pit of misery. Don't say it. Now, okay, and I'm mad. I'm mad that they get to call a timeout. And I'm upset, and I'm just them. Am I still saved? Yes. Does God still love me? Yes. Am I going to heaven? Yeah. Oh, all these, as a matter of fact, I had to preach the next morning. I got to preach the next morning. So, but I'm in a bad attitude. I can't shake it. I cannot shake it off. And I'm trying to go eat. I'm opening the refrigerator, and all I can think about is that. All I can think about is that, right? And so I go back to the office, and I get into the Word, and I'm doing it not real happy. And I'm getting in the Word, and I'm studying about this, and I'm studying about that. And I get to studying about light. And I went into some scriptures about light. And then I went into just studying some other things that science knows. That light is a constant. And it's unchangeable. It's the only constant thing. And light travels at 186,282 miles per second. And if to show you how fast light is, if you shot a gun and the bullet traveled the speed of light, it would travel around the surface of the world or the earth 7 times before you even pulled your finger off the trigger. That's how fast light is. And it's a constant, okay? So, and they also did a study years ago, a scientific study based on Einstein's theory, and they said this study is a fact according to the theory and the math part of it. And so what the study was is, if you sent the math to this, if you sent, so let's say, 2 astronauts in a spaceship out to space at not the speed of light, but 80% of the speed of light, and you shipped them and you sent them for 15 days out into orbit and then 15 days back. So that's a total of how many days? 30 days. So when they got back, those astronauts would get out of that capsule and they would be 30 days older. But because they traveled at the speed, 80% of the speed of light, the Earth would have aged 10 days, okay? So it would be 10 days older. They would be the same But the speed of light changed that. So they did the equation to 90%. And when they would go out 15 days and 15 days back, they would be 30 days older, but the earth would have aged 10 years. And then they did it at 99.9% of the speed of light, because you can't go 100 because matter cannot go the speed of light. It would disappear. And it's also called timelessness. And science has discovered timelessness. And Einstein even called it eternity, immortality. Timelessness. That's what he said. It's where you disappear. It's where time matters no more. Right? So they could do the problem and the theory at 99.9. Now watch this. And they sent them out and sent them back. They didn't. It's just, and 30 days older, but the earth would have aged 30,000 years. Now, if you do the math and you do the division, that's one day as 1,000 years as 1,000 years as a day. That's the speed of light. Amen. God is light. Come on now. And so I'm getting all of this stuff in me. And then I get this quote from Brother Hagin years ago. This was 50 years ago when he said it. He said, when science discovered timelessness, they discovered eternity in God. This is what they discovered. God can reveal to man now the hidden things in parallel fashion as they come to us spiritually, as the light gets brighter in the church. So while studying about the light, studying that God is light and the word is light, guess what happened to my bad attitude? Why? Here's why. Let's look at John 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was, that's Jesus, was with God, and the Word was God. Click. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. All right? In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Okay? The life is the light of men. And the light shineth in where? And the darkness comprehended it not. So I studied out what comprehended means. I thought that was a strange word. And in the Greek, it means overpower. So darkness could not overpower the light.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we have the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.